Morning, Masechet Torah, Daf Yud Chet, Chai, and we started at the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin, and we started a new Mishnah yesterday, Eilu Kodshim Shavaratan Utmaratein Kiyotzebein. So we're actually discussing now, we're going to see a whole bunch of Mishnahs, right, which are discussing whether the Vlad and the Tmura, how similar they are to the main Korban, let's say like to the mother bird, like the mother Korban, the main Korban, and what happens with them and how it affects their generations from there onwards. Are they treated like the same Korban, aren't they? So we started with the Shlamim, and we saw that, we said that the Shlamim, Kochim, Uvladotahen, Tumuratahen, Bechotzebahen, right, Shlamim, Utumuratan, and they are all treated the same, basically, forever, right? And they all need Tzmicha and Asacha. That's how the Mishnah started off yesterday. At the bottom here, we're going to go to Amar Mar, right? Ma, Amar Mar, Tisa Uvata. That was that second bright that the Gemara brought. We had a different pasuk. We first Brighton learned from the Im Zebach Shlamim Korbano, and we said that the Im Zachar Im Nekeva, that taught us about the Tmura and the Vlad, right? Then we said the Tmimim and the Balei Mumim, right? Then we had another Brighton, right? We had another Brighton. The Gemara said, "Hai Tana Maitla Mihachem." We had from Rakot Shecha from the second pasuk. And we saw that Uvata Vasita Olatecha, and then Uvata Lamakom was coming to the Beit HaMikdash. Now the Gemara takes out an extract from that brighter, Amar Mar. Okay, that's what we're up to now. Four lines, five lines from the bottom towards the end of the line. Amar Mar. Tisa Uvata. So it said there, bring them up, right? So we learned in the brighter, Tisa uvata yachol yachnisu lebera bechira v'inam mehem mayim mazol k'dash yamut. Should we bring them there that they should die? And the Torah, then the bride said, no, tabud lomar v'asita olotecha. Right? You treat them like the korban. That was the bride. So the Gemara now says, tisa uvata yachol yachnisu lebera bechira. Right? And in other words, they let them die. So the Gemara says, minati tihai. Where did the Tanna get that from? What was his Hava Amina that we should leave them there to die? The Vladot or the Tmurot, right? Look at Rashi, Minatiti. Rashi, one of the last Rashi on the Amud. Minatiti, from where did he bring this? The Tisak Adate, the Amud, that even had a Hava Amina. Tisak Adate, right? Ya'ala al-Dato, right? Sha'ala al-Dato, that he even thought that they should die. The Itzrich, that we needed the pasuk, the end of the words, Vasito Latecha, until you know you must actually use them as a korban. So where was the Havamina? Why should they die? Havadai, says Rashi, Kevan de Gmarinan Chamesh Chatot Meitot. We already learned the halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. We had the machlok of the day in Adaf. Is it one halacha of Moshe Mitzinai and there was a safek, or four and there was a safek? But bottom line is the Gemara at the moment of the opinion that all five were halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. And they're all going to die, right? So, Treminayu, two of these chatot, the five chatot that die, two of them are Vlad chatat, utmurat chatat, the Vlad and the Tmura. Michlal, the Vlad shlamim, utmurat shlamim, lo mighty, right? He says, we learned that two of the chatot that die are a Vlad and a Tmura, so infers from there, Michlal, therefore from there we can assume that a Vlad of Ashlamim and a Tmur of Ashlamim, right, you don't bring to the court, to the Beit HaMikdash at all. Dehalo Gemira Ele B'chatat. Because what is the, there we learned, Chatat's die. What's the Havamina here? These should die. Why even bring them? What's the Havamina? We should bring them there and let them stay there and die. Right? That's the Gemara's question. What's the Havamina? Because if we're learning it from Chatat, so the Chatat's are the ones that get killed. These don't get killed. That's how I understand the pshat of this Gemara. Right? We're not titiak, back in the Gemara now. Kevan degree chamesh chataot. Right? Henech mikriv kravi. These should actually be brought as korbanot the shlamim. Right? So why did they have a mina that they should die? Because we saw if we based it on chataot, they die, not the shlamim. So the Gemara says, no, why was this necessary? Mahu detay, what would we have thought? Chamesh chataot meitot b'chol makom. With regard to the chataot, they die anyway. V'henech, v'henech, is it henech? But these, yamutu bera bechira, you actually bring to the bera midas to die. That's the chidush. That a shlamim, You bring to the Amigdash. That's what he said. Yachol, we bring them there to die. Kamash Milan, no, that you actually bring them as a korban. Okay, that is that part of the Gemara. Basically, trying to understand what the Hadamina was, that the Shlamim be brought to the Amigdash and is locked up in a room and left to die. Okay, now the Gemara carries on with the same Braita. Another extract from that Braita, Amar Mar, right, an extract. Yachol af kola kochim kain. Right, maybe we should treat other kochim the same way. What says Talmud Lomar? Rakochecha, only shlamim. That's that pasuk. In other words, in that Braita which we brought, the Rakochecha is telling us a din. This pasuk is talking about shlamim, only shlamim. Right, so therefore, so the Gemara says Vladiman. Right, now which, if you go back a second, when it says Vladiman, which Vlad? We had in that previous Braita, Vahamait, we ended off by saying, Yachol af kochim ketabud marak. If you go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up, at the very beginning, the very first words of the line, the 6 lines up is, Ken tamud lomar rak. Right? Now go back, it says, Yachol af kol kochim kain. Do we treat all kochim the same way? And Rashi there explained there, right? Yachol af kol kochim, yehnami vlado. Utmurato karev, with all other kochim, can we also bring their vladot and their tmurot? Talmud lomar rak. What do we mean only? Look how mefarish high vlad kememar. Come to exclude the vladot, right? Rashi says they call achim rakin on miutin. So we see no, it's only the shlami. So now the Gemara says over here, talmud lomar rak kochecha. So when we learned that rak, that limit, that it only applies to that coming to exclude the other vladot, the Gemara says, Vladot Deman, which other Vladot is it coming to exclude? Okay, it's quite difficult. Got that? Right? Which other Vladot do we need? Well, this Rak, this exclusion here, telling us only Shlamim, coming to exclude a Vladot of other Kochim. Which other Vladot do we need a Pasuk for to exclude? And look what, because it's like this. Either Ola, if a Ola, so we have a Vlad of an Ola, a baby of an Ola. Ola Zacharu is a male korban. An Ola is a male. So what? We don't need a pasuk to teach us the exclusion of a male, of the male's baby. Male kind of a baby. Right? V'lav bar uvludehi. Doesn't have children. V'ida chatat. And if it's a korban of a chatat, so we learned. Gemir la lemita. We read that all the 5 chataot, right? Aryeh, I'm sorry, Michael, Aryeh, I apologize, but I can't see either of you. Tell him a hard for me, eh? Sorry. Can you see me there? Can you see me, Aryeh?
Yeah.
Because I can see you perfectly now. Thank you. Okay. Right? She says there, it's next to there, Michael, next to Manny, there, that front row in the front. I can see you perfectly. Can you see me? No, on the other side of the row.
Yeah.
You have to squash up there, like there, in David's Silberstein seat. I'm sorry, yeah, perfect. I can see you perfectly if you sit there. I apologize, but it's very, very frustrating. Okay, there, excellent. Right? So it says there, Gemilla Mita. So still, which ones do we need an exclusion for? Right, Gemilla Demita Kami, they're going to be killed. And either Asham, here comes a very important halacha, this is a quite important halacha. Either Asham, if it's an Asham that we want to exclude, so now we've got a Mesora, look at this, Gemirila, we've got a Mesora, right, which is probably also halacha Lamosha Mishina, but Asham doesn't say that anywhere though. Can anybody see a note there? Is that Gemirila also halacha Lamosha Mishina? It's like a chata. Anybody see anything? Not? Is it Aloha Moshe Mishinai? Okay. What?
Aloha Moshe Mishinai.
They say that, okay, excellent. Right? Gemila de la Re'iya Azla. It goes out to pasture. Asha, why? Listen to this, and we're going to see it later again as well. The Chol Shebechata'at. The Chol Shebechata'at Meita Ba'asham Ro'e. Anytime you got a cloud, Aloha Moshe Mishinai, that a Chata dies, and Asham in that circumstances goes out to pasture. So we had those 5 chataot, remember? That all go and get killed. I wonder if we can remember them. There was the blood of the chatat. There was the chatat that already had kapara from another animal. A chatat that avra shnata, that had passed its sell-by date. We said, no, what were the other ones? We had a chatat, vlad of a chatat, a chatat that had a barley made to, the barley already got kapara, avrashnata, what was the fifth one?
Tmura,
shkoach. And a tmura of a chatat, right? All those five would die. So in a case like that, an asham, all five would go out to pasture. So again, we don't need an achmarak. We've got the ola is a male. The chata or da, the asham goes out to pasture, because whatever happens to a chata, the asham goes out to pasture. Right? So and what else have we got left? And then we got the shlamim. So we got shlamim, ola, chatat, and asham. So why do we need that word rak? Are you with me? Right? Okay. The word says no, l'olam b'chatat. Right? Actually, it is a chatat. And the shita is the olam b'vlad chatat. We're talking about the vlad of a chatat. So why do we need that pasuk vlad of a chatat? The hilchet gemira lemita, because we've got a halacha in the Moshe Sinai that tells gemira ukra limiuta lakrava. And the pasuk nonetheless, we've got a mesora halacha in the Moshe Sinai that it gets killed, but we've got a pasuk telling us don't be do a korban. So actually two dinim here. The one din says kill it, and the other issue is you can't bring it as a korban. So if you're born as a korban, you'll be over basically on the aloch l'moshe mitzvah have to be killed, and a pasuk here telling us that you ought to bring it as a korban as well. The verse what it's saying, v'habah talia, aren't they talui one by the other? Kevin lemita azleh mimei lelo karva. It's obvious if you've got to kill it, you can't bring it as a korban. Why the pasuk says in a hilchet the chatat, rabbi got a aloch l'moshe mitzvah chatat, ukra lemeutei tmurat asham. Says no, the Gemara changes the answer and says, you're right. We accept the argument that the Haba Hata the dependent, so we actually split it up, said no. The one, the Pasuk is the Alochana Mosh Mesidat for Chatat, and the Kra comes to tell us about a Tmurat Asham. But now the Gemara's got a Kasha, you've got to be learning the beginning of the first line of the Pasuk of this Amud. We said, Asham Gemila, the Ru'iyah, what happens to a Chatat? When they get killed, the Asham goes out to do Ru'iyah. So Hanami Hilchot the Gemila, we're going to Haloch Lamosh Mishinai there. Damre, Kol Shemachatat Meite Ba'asham Roe. Also, we don't need a pasuk for either. Which says you're right. El Krami Ba'ile. But nonetheless, we do need a pasuk. Why do we need a pasuk? Di Avar Umakriv Kai Ba'asai. That if in the end you do go and shecht it, you are over on a mitzvah asai. Right, look at Rashi here. Bain b'chatat v'asha. Bain wins asha orach achatim. Because now we know that the chatat is aloch l'mosh mishinai, that it goes to be killed. The asha, whatever gets killed, goes out to duria. So now in both of those two, we've got a mitzvah that you can't kill them, but those are based on a gemiri, on a aloch l'mosh mishinai. Oh, we've got a mitzvah asa here as well that you're over on. Look at Rashi. V'kai v'asa, the mashma rak kodshecha, only those. Eilu tmurot ola v'shlamim v'ladanu tmuratan, תכתיב בטרי, ועשיתו לתך וכו', ולא שער קודשים, כל אחד ואשם, ולאו הבא מכלל עשי, עשי. So there's a mitzvah עשי, which is only those. By saying only those, it means not the others. That's a mitzvah, a לאו הבא בעשי. Because it comes through a mitzvah עשי, by the process of elimination, we've got a mitzvah לא תעשי. If you do that, you're wearing an עשי. So it comes out that if you would שכת an אשם, you bring a korban as an אשם, or a חתן, or a ולד, or a תמורה, you over the mitzvah asay as well from the pasuk rak or latecha, a rak there in the mitzvah shlamim. Clear? Okay? All right, excellent. All right, so now the Gemara carries on and says like this. Rabbi Akiva, in the Mishnah we saw there, Rabbi Akiva said, Eino tzarich, we don't need a pasuk for asham, right? He said, Ukarev ein tmurato kreiva, right? That was back in the Mishnah. Was in the Mishnah, was in the Brayta. In this Brayta we brought. We had that in Amud yesterday. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom yesterday's Amud Bet. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarich. Why? We don't need it, because Arehu Omer Asham Hu. Hu Karev, Ein Tmurato Karev. So we don't need this extra limud over here. Right? We don't need it, because it says Yachol Kol Kodshim, Tamud Marak. Rabbi Akiva, we don't need that Rak. Because we know that it's talking, he says, Hashem hu. The pasuk says, Hashem hu. We're talking about an Hashem. Right? Hashem, Hashem, hu karev, ein tmurato karev. Rabbi Akiva seems to think that we've got a special dinya of hu, Hashem hu. So we don't need that rak. Right? So karev, ein tmurato karev. So God said, lama nikra. What I have to have, why have I got that pasuk there of Hashem? Rabbi Akiva says, we don't need that pasuk because we says Hashem, Hashem hu. So Gemara's got, what's happening in the shul? Somewhere there.
Just
be
walking in.
Ah. Okay. Right? Says, it says, Hashem who? Right? What do we need that for? It says, Vaha Hilchot Gemara, we've got a Mishra Halochot Moshe Mitzinai. Why do I need a special pasuk about an Hashem? We've got there, an Hashem is learned from Halochot Moshe Mitzinai based on a Chatat. The Gemara's Anachinam, you're right. Elakra, right? So why do I have the pasuk nonetheless? Because of a din of Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna say? I'm Rav Huna, Asham shenitak liriya. If you had an Asham, then Rashi there, Asham shenitak liriya. Im ishlim leroe. Right? What does it mean, ishlim leroe? Says there, v'kadam v'shachato stam. Right? He shechted it. Ad shlo nistaev, before it had got a mum. Right? So he had this Asham, and he had set it out to go and pasture. What was the idea? It was meant to go to pasture, wait for it to get a mum, and then when it got a mum, you could then sell it, whatever the case was, right? And it was money to buy an ola, mitzachatostam, right? Kasher l'shem ola, it's still kosher for an ola, even though it hadn't had a mum yet. Look at this Rashi here. Rashi b'nak l'ra, im ishlim l'roi, v'kadam v'shachatoi, he quickly shech before it got a mum, Kashel ola daha stamei l'shem ola kai l'damim. Unbelievable halacha. You see that? It says there that this asham you were meant to send out to pasture. It's going to get a mum. The idea when it got a mum was you could then sell it with the money buy an ola. Ah, the money was meant to be for an ola anyhow. So you shechted it now as a kol, but it's a kashel ola. I had a mum. But you know, I actually never had a mum, but it was one of those ashamot that you were meant to send out to pasture. The animal might have actually been a tamim, but it might have been like, say, a child or a tour or whatever. We never had a movement. It was a kosher korban nonetheless. Nitak in. So that's what the Gemara says. Why are you that pasuk for? Because Rav Huna tells us, nitak in, lo nitak lo. If it had, right? Look at Rashi there, lo nitak, afapishe kifru ba'alav. When we say lo nitak, had you not yet sent it out to a pasture and you shechted it then, it would be a problem. Right, look at Rashi. Lo nitak lo. Afapishe kifru ba'alav. Even though they already got kapara of the ba'alim, hoyo v'adai lo nitak. Right, since you haven't left, sent it out. Nidino l'ria. It's got to go to pasture. V'shachatostam pasu legamre. So if I understand this correctly, if you had at least sent the animal out, right, it was meant to go out to pasture. You stuck it out, but you didn't wait. But you at least sent it out to pasture and you went to shecht it, then it would be a good ola, b'dievet. But if you had this in your backyard and you hadn't yet even sent it out into the field to do anything, then it would be completely pasul. That was the din there of Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, my timer. Right? Why? Hu b'havayato yehe. Right? We've seen it before plenty of times. Havayato, basically had is. Look at Rashi. V'adai nashamu v'lo chazi la'kruve la'asham hilchach pasul. Because until you send it out to pasture, it's there to the asham. And it's an asham, it's pasul. Once it had a pasture, you already recognize that it's not an asham any longer. You're waiting for it to get a mum so that it can be used for damim to buy an ola. And the case is no longer considered an asham. If it's in your backyard still, it's as it was, they're not changing it. Therefore, you can't check it. I think it's the first time we've come across something like that. Now the Gemara says, Ulahai Tana, the Kayalif Mihani Krai. But now this Tani here who uses the pasuk, remember, keeping him in the pasuk, uses the pasuk. Taipuklei mizachar v'nekeva. Right? Why does he learn that from that pasuk which we saw already? Imaratodai yakrivenu. We go sorry. Vehiktir otam akohen. Veim zevach shlamim korban. We learned there. Im zevach kamo shlamim. We said im minabakar hu makriv im zachar im nekeva. There we had im zachar and im nekeva. There we learned that included, with regard to Shlamim, that was specifically with regard to Shlamim, we said there, the Balei Mumim, remember? So he says, Hahumi Baile Vlad Baile Mumin. We can't use it because that pasuk's for Baile Mumin. Ula Tumurat Baile Mumin. So that's what we call that pasuk's taken. Vitebuklay Kula Hu Miha Cry. But nonetheless, let's learn it all from this. But look at Rashi there. Vitebuklay Mikulu Mimine. Daha Kuluhu Dashin and Luhu Lael Mine. We learned this whole din already of the, all these psukim. So it says, Na'im Lo Mashmele. The word im over here, this tat doesn't use the word im, because we learned im there was for the Baalei Mumin. He says, now this tat doesn't hold the din of im, doesn't learn im, therefore we can't learn Mumin from this pasuk. Ulahai tana de nafkelei. Right? So now the tana there on yesterday's Amud, who yesterday's daf, who said, who did learn mi im, mi zachar, im in the keva. Right? So he's already got the din in there of the korbanot of the Mumin. We're now going back, asking the question on the bright from yesterday. Tisa ubata ma vidlehu. Remember we had the pasuk, we had the two different brighters yesterday. The one pasuk learned from im zachar im nekeva, and the one brighter learned the din of shlamim balei mumin and tmurot from tisa v'tavo. Remember that? Tisa ubata. He says uma avidlehu. What does he use tisa ubata for? He says afilu mimiriayu lishnachira mimogriayu. What's that? He says there he learns that that where it says tisa ubata is if you're about to go to the bed, I mean to take your korban. And look at Rashi's Afilumi Mirayu. If you've already got, and it's out there in the fields pasturing, so you don't want to wait to say, wait till it finishes, or I won't bring it. Or Afilumi, if it's Mimuragayu, if you've already got it, it's busy doing dash and it's working in the field. Now, to your point, the Rabbeinu Gershom wanted it inside, but he says if the animal went on its own to do work, that Mimuragayu means it went like through the threshing floor. Because remember, at Korban, you can't do work with. You with me? Anybody? Korban, you can't do avoda with. So how could you take it to the threshing floor? So he says, no, if it went on its own to the threshing floor, you shouldn't say, I'll wait until it finishes doing the work, but you pick it up straight away and you go and do the korban. Okay, new Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, so now we spoke about Shlamim in the previous Mishnah. We said, Eidu Kotsh V'atam U'tmuratan Yotze Bahen. We said, Vlad Shlamim U'tmuratan. So the work has on now. This is we alluded to this yesterday. This is almost like the continuation of that Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Vlad Shlamim, Lo Yikrav Shlamim. So Tarakama they said, Vlad Shlamim, etc., Hein Shlamim, they're all Shlamim. Rabbi Lezer says, Lo Yikarev Shlamim. You don't bring a Vlad as a Korban. Look at Rashi there. Ela konsol lekipa umet. You put it into a room and he doesn't die. Umid Rabbanan. Right, and it's a halacha of the Rabbanan, not in a Torah, and it's a mishum gzeira, and it's a gzeira. Did the we'll see that on the gzeira? Why? The vadai misinai lo gemiri ele chamesh chataot meitot. Because at Sinai we only learned about five chataot meitot, and there's nothing to say that a shlamim must also die. So this halacha of Rabbi Lazar is a halacha of Rabbanan of a gzeira. Now the gzeira, we're going to see later on, is basically to prevent us from creating adarim, like herds of vladot, of korbanot. I'm not sure why we'd want to, be honest, I never quite understood it. But the whole idea of chacham is let them die, the vlad, you don't bring the korban, but you kill it. You won't have vladot of korbanot running around, which have got kedusha, and you'll come to do avoda with them, or gizah with them. Or sharing it. So now, Chachamim say you do bring him as a korban. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechleku al vlad shlamim. So Rabbi Shimon says, now listen, this machloke between Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar, right, is not about vlad shlamim, the second generation of vlad shlamim. There's only a machloke about the vlad itself. But the vlad of the vlad was the grandchild of the korban. There is no machloket. Va'al vlad tmura. The shitta takes out the first vlad there. And on tmura, it's only the vlad tmura. So lo nechleku al vlad shlamim va'al vlad tmura. Shelo yikarev. Amar nechleku al vlad. Only the vlad of a shlamim. So on the vlad of the shlamim is a machloket. On the vlad of a tmura, there's no machloket. And on the vlad of a shlamim, also no machloket. And now we have to try to understand what people say there's no machloket. Shrabi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lazar, the Vilna Gaon adds in the shit. She Rabbi Lazar Omer lo yikarev, v'chachamim Omerim yikarev. So now, with regard to the vlad of the vlad, says Rabbi Lazar says as well that the vlad of the vlad is also not korban, but the vlad, and Chachamim said is brought as a korban, but he seems to imply that with the vlad itself, there's no machloket whatsoever. We're going to see just now in the Gemara, what does it mean no machloket? Do they both agree that, it is, that there's no machloket, that it is karev, the vlad of the shlamim, or is there no machloket that it isn't karev, the vlad of the shlamim? Okay, so we'll see what that means. Now, he'id Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Paphias, ala vlad shlamim, shi karev shlamim. So now, we've got eidut here from Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Paphias, with regards to a vlad of a shlamim, shi yikarev shlamim. They seem to say that it is that a vlad of Ishlamim is karev, which seems to supply, support Rabbanan, not Rabbi Lazar. I'm Rabbi Paphias. Paphias says, "Ani me'id, I personally give testimony. Shaita lanu parash of zivche shlamim. We had this cow of zivche shlamim from a korban of zivach va'achalnu abepesach, and we ate the mother on Pesach va'achalnu vlad Ishlamim v'chag, and we ate the vlad of the shlamim on chag. Now chag normally means." What's Chag? Sukkot. Right? Vlad normally means Sukkot. So we ate over here, we've got Atzeret is Shavuot, Pesach, Atzeret, and Chag. Right? So we ate the vlad, they ate the mother on Pesach, and they ate the daughter, the child, on Sukkot. So we said they skipped over Shavuot. Okay, that's going to pose a problem to the Gemara in a second. We'll see this now. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Lazar. What's Rabbi Lazar's reason that he says Vlad Shlamim lo yikarev Shlamim? Amar Krak, the pasuk Ve'im Zevach Shlamim Korbano. Look at this, quite amazing. It says Ve'im Zevach Shlamim Korbano. Read the Ve'im Ve'im. The Ve'im is Ve'im, the mother, right? The Lo Vlad Rashi says there with a tziri, you punctuate it with the two dots. Right, look at the Gemara there. Ve'im zevach shlamim. Ve'darish lahai im kemo aim. Betziri. Right, with two dots. Read it as an aim. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Chiya says to Rabbi Ami, if you're going to tell me now that when it says the im means aim, the mother, so we've got another pasuk that says, well, im al todah yukriveni, with regard to a todah. And therefore, it also says im. You're going to tell me there that im only means aim, the mother. Hachinami the aim velo vlad. You tell me there as well, only the mother, not the vlad. Now vechi time. If you want to say such a thing, which you see, you can't say vechi time. Hachinami didn't answer me. Yes, you're right. The im there with Torah also means like aim, like the mother of the Torah. You can't say that. Why? Va'atani, you get a brighter vlada utmurata vechilufea minayin. Where do we know about the vlad and the tmura and the chilufea of the Torah? Tamud lomar im al Torah. Mikol makom, look at Rashi, im al todah. Ha'im mar belechulu de karevlo. We learn there specifically in the Quran, we'll see it later on, that there with regard to a todah, they all brought as a korban. Not only the vlad and the tmura, but even the chilufeya, if you exchange it for some reason. Right, like you thought that it got lost, you brought another one. And then you got in your kavona, and then you already brought it. So you can't tell me the im over there means aim. Right, Imam Tuam Mekom Akom, El Amra Bichir Bar Ava, Amra Biyochanan. So, what is going on? Yahainu Taimud Rabbi Lazar. You're right, that's actually a specific reason to Rabbi Lazar. Why? Gzeira Shema Yigadel Mehem Adarim Adarim. You saw it early on, I'm not quite sure why he's so worried about it. The reason there is, because specifically Rabbi Lazar has got a Gzeira. He said, Iyamar Vlad Shlamim Yeshto Takar, if you would say that the Vlad Shlamim you can use, Atila Shahuye Le. Le'aim ad she'tayled, you keep the mother till he had a child. Ve'yigadel adarim min avlad, you grow up herds of these korbanot. Va'atu b'hai l'day gizav avoda, and you end up using them for work and shearing them. Even toda high time at loga. Why did they go gazer in toda? Mishum the toda lo shachicha keshlamim. Shlamim is the most common korban. Toda is not so common. You won't worry about a toda. And it's about a Torah you're going to want to bring quickly anyhow. I think we learned before as well, because the Torah you want to bring because of a miracle that happened to you. So you're going to want to rush to bring your Torah to the Beit HaMikdash. But a Shlamim, you might just leave and say, let's wait till we have children. And we end up having herds of Shlamim, children running around, Therefore, Rabbi Elazar said that you've got to kill it. Okay, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Now, we go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon said that the machloket with regard between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim was only on the vlad of the shlamim, not the vlad of the vlad of the shlamim, and not the tmura. So, Ibayilah asked the question in the Beit HaMidrash. Heichi tani lo nechleku. How do we learn this when Shimon said lo nechleku? Did he say lo nechleku? Shelo yikrevu. There's no machloket that you don't makriv. Ela yikrevu. But on the contrary, everybody agrees that you do bring the vlad, and the vlad of the tmura. They can be makriv. Or Dilma lo nechleku she yikrevu. They never had an argument about yikrevu. They all agree at a lo yikrevu that you don't bring it. So we got a question: is the consensus that you do bring them, or the consensus that you don't bring them? So Rabbi says, Mistabra, makes sense to say, lo nechleku, she lo yikrevu, ele yikrevu. Rabbi says that the consensus makes sense, that they agree that you do bring them as a korban. Right, we're talking about the vlad of the tmur of Islamim, and the tmur of Islamim. Ma taima, what's the reason? He says, ma taima, al korchach lo palig Rav Elazar alei drabanan, ele bevlad. Right? He says, why? He says, because you say, lo palik, look at the Mishnah, he says, Rabbi Shimon, lo dechlu vlad b'shlamim, avlad, vlad, I cry ba'avahu. Right? He says, why? Because the vlad, I cry ba'almahu. Look at Rashi at the bottom, lo shachiach lishoto kokach. When he says, yeah, I cry ba'alma, it's like a, what? Something wrong?
No, it's okay.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hear you, yeah.
What's wrong?
No. We wanted to have some minion this morning.
Parents. Oh, God. Is it going to be a minion? Will we have?
Yeah.
What about our shoe? What time? What time is a minion?
All right, we're okay.
All right, okay, we'll finish. Right, says I cry ba'avu to velo shachiach rashlo kokach. It's something which is just like it doesn't happen too often. Therefore, they aren't worried about it. Therefore, bring it as a korban. That's the first answer. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, he says, lo nechaku sheyikrevu, elo yikrevu. Rabbi Yeshua, that's on the exact opposite. The consensus is that you don't bring it as a korban. Ma tamu, why not? Okay, lo pligi rabbanan aled Rabbi Elazar, el bevlad. Aba vlad, why? Mitoch ma'asav. The Vilna Gaon changes that to mitoch ma'asav, nikeret machshavato, de legadel kebaile. Why is the guy keeping a grandchild of Ishlamim? Ah, he has proof that he wants to go and create a whole herd of shlamim. And it's dafka there that we're going to make the gzeira. Because if you would say you could use the korban, the guy will end up having lots of these grandchildren. So therefore, on that specifically, Rabbi Elazar would say, and Chacham would agree, that you don't keep it, you can't have any takana, otherwise you end up coming to do avoda and giza. Clear? Is it quite nice? Okay. Right. Okay, so now Tan Rabbi Chia. The Gemara brings a brighter, Yatar Rabbi Chia, Lesiyuah Rabbi Yeshua, the Mamar, and yeah. Well, it brings a brighter to support Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right, who said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, look, Bakriv, you don't bring it to the Korban, right? This grandchild of the Vlad, the second generation Vlad, right? And how does he learn it? He said like this, the Pasuk says, Im Kesev u Makriv, right? What's Kesev? Kesev implies a child, like a baby. Right, look at Rashi there. Kesev, mashma, vlad, right? Tale, the little one. If you look at Gershom, the very first Bada Gershom on the Amud, he says, im kesev ubakriv, lo tzarich lemichtav ve'im, right? Yavi korbano v'kriv otarif ne'ashem. You can never write the whole pasuk there. Elohu makriv, right? Just say, hu makriv. He said, lahachi ata, tohu vlad rishon karev, vlad ein karev. He learns the whole limud there from the pasuk. It says im kesev, right? The pasuk says im kesev hu makriv et korbanov v'krivotot Hashem. Just write v'krivotot Hashem. Why do we mention the kesev? Right? To say im kesev, if it's the child that you'd makriv, but the grandchild you wouldn't makriv. Right? It says im kesev hu makriv vlad rishon karev vlad sheini eino karev. So that's how he learns it. I'm talking about shlamim, right? So he says yeah. Who karev? Right? V'ein Vlad kol hakodshim karev. And not Vlad kol hakodshim. Now we go back again. When we got this, who karev? V'ein Vlad kol hakodshim karev. So we stop with the same question we asked earlier on. Vlad demai. When we, the first part of the pasuk, we brought Rabbi Shur ben Levi to support us. Rabbi Chia brought to support Rabbi Shur ben Levi that you don't shech the grandchild. But in the brighter, in the process, he brought this extra din of Vlad, of who karev, v'ein Vlad kol hakodshim karev. Now by saying kol hakodshim, he puts it into a picket again. Why do we have to have a din here of kol hakodshim? We've been through this process before. Vlad demai, either all of Asham, Zacharim. If it's all of Asham, they can't have children because they're korbanot of males. So what do you mean they're Vlad? V'lo b'nei Vladim. Either Chariv Zachatat, or we lo ta'ilch the gemirla, they go, they get killed. So what is that extra din there in the brighter of kol hakodshim karev? V'ein Vlad kol hakodshim karev. It says, no, we have to have a special din here of Vlad HaMuseret. What's Vlad HaMuseret? Vlad HaMuseret, says Rashi, is a Maser Behema. We've got Maser Behema. Sheyatza Nekeve Ba'asiri. The tenth animal happened to be a female. Va'akakach Yalda Vlada. And now that Maser, the tenth animal of yours, had a child. Eino Karev. You might have thought you were going to bring it as a korban. We treat exactly like the parents. Maser behema v'balim. If it gets a mum, the balim eat it. Right? If it hasn't got a mum, the balim have to bring it as a korban. The balim always eat it. But here the balim eat it without bringing a korban. So too, says Rabbi, let two have vlad amuseret. What do you mean? Vlad amuseret? Why did it pass up? We already learned that. We learned it before in Bechorot. We learned from Avra Avra, right? There's a gzera shava between Bechor and Maaseh Behema, right? And Rashi says, what's the Bechor? U'Bechor lo karev vlad didei. The Bechor, his child doesn't get karev. The halakha vlad be'Bechor. The Bechor can't have a child because the Bechor is a male. Right? The hazacharu. So we learn, just like the Bechor can't have a child, there isn't such a thing as a vlad of a Bechor. We learn the dinner of Maaseh from dinner of Bechor, just like a Bechor. It's kind of a Vlad, therefore there's no Vlad being Karev. So to a Maser, it's Vlad, even if it was a girl, isn't Karev. So what do you need a pasuk for? We learned from the Dilma Bechor to Maser already. Why do we need it? It's amazing. The Gemara now picks up where we had the other day. If you remember, we had this in the previous Peirik. When we had this, where was it on Tet Vav? Yeah. If you go to Tet, do me a favor, if you go to Tet Zayin, look at Tet Zayin Amud Bet. Look at Tet Zayin Amud Bet. How does the Gemara start off? The very first question of the Gemara Tet Zayin Amud Bet. V'chidanin efshar mishi'i efshar. Can we learn a halacha of something from something which is impossible? A bechor is impossible to have a vlad. A maser can be a woman that can have a vlad. Can be a female that can have a vlad. So what do you mean we learn from bechor? Because he efshar. So the Gemara says, why did a pasuk? Sakrach, what we have thought, ain danin efshar mishi efshar. Right? You can't learn efshar from efshar. This we would have thought, kibashman, you can. And the pasuk tells us that you can. Now, I'll be honest with you, it's a bit confusing, right? Because if you can, we don't need a pasuk. In fact, we need a pasuk means that you can't. So make up your mind. Either we need the pasuk because you can't learn efshar to efshar, therefore we've got a pasuk teaching us the halacha, or you can learn efshar from efshar from efshar. And we need a pasuk. The Gemara is saying we need a pasuk to teach us you can learn E F sharp from E F sharp. You with me? You understand what I mean? You understand my question, Manny? I suppose the iPad didn't like what I just said because it shut down. But yeah, you understand my question?
Yes.
So it's a bit strange, right? The Gemara brings a pasuk to teach us you don't need a pasuk. Okay. Now we carry. Okay, he'd Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias. The Shita corrects that Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias. And what's like a Zul Rabbi the Amar Kochim, Kevan Sheavar Alem Regel Echad. So now, what did Rabbi Papias, Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Papias, when he gave us Eidud, he said that they brought the mother on Pesach, and they brought the grandchild, the child, the Shlab, the Vlad on Chag, on Sukkot. So we had Pesach, Sukkot, and we had Shavuot in the middle. So the Gemara's a question. According to Rava, the Amar Kochim, Kavan Shavar Lehem Regel Echad. Since you skipped a regel in the middle, Kol Yom V'Yom Over Alehem B'Bal Ta'acher. Every day that you're taking a day longer, you're over on a mitzvah, on a doraita, or baal tacher. You should have brought this korban already when? Pesach. So up until Shavuot, you've got a regel. In the middle, you can bring it. Ah, the regel passed. Now, every day from that regel, you're over on a baal tacher. Why don't you bring it on Sukkot? From Shavuot to Sukkot is about four, just under 5 months. So for 5 months, he was over on a baal tacher. Me'atzeret, Ba'i Michle, should have finished off this whole job already on Atzeret. Now Rashi says here, on why was Atzeret? Rashi like this, because Me'atzeret, Ba'i Michle, why isn't Pesach considered a chag already? Maybe the baby was born already Erev Pesach, and even Pesach was already a chag that passed by, and they should have already been over on Baal Tacher from the day after Pesach. He says no. We understand that perhaps on Atzeret, why? Because it was born, let's say, on the first day of Pesach. You can't bring a korban until it's 8 days old. On the 8th day, it was already past Sukkot. I mean, past Pesach. So it wasn't relevant to come during Pesach. Because only Ra'u to be a korban after Pesach. Therefore, the next chag was Atzeret. You skipped Atzeret, now you're on Baal Tacher. That's what Rashi explains there, why we understand Atzeret. So Amar Rabbi Zvid. So we've got two answers here. Amar Rabbi Zvid, the first answer, which he gives in Rav's name himself. Kegon Shahaya Chole Ba'atzeret. Right? He was sick on Atzeret. And if he was sick, so he couldn't come to the court to the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore he was patur. That was the first answer. And Rav Ashi Amar, Rashi, another answer. Why? My chag, what does chag really mean? Nami diktani chag Shavuot. The Torah also calls chag Shavuot. So maybe chag in this case meant he brought it when Rav Papia said in the Mishnah that he brought it on chag, when did he bring it? He brought it on Shavuot. So it's not a problem with any. The Gemara says Ve'idach. Now, right, Rav Zvid was the first answer. Right, Rav Zvid said that he was sick. So Gemara says Ve'idach. Rashi says, yeah, Rav Zvid Amar lecha kol heched de tani Pesach ubay did kure mide batzeret tani atzeret v'lo kar lechag. So basically Ve'idach. Why didn't Rav Zvid give that answer? He says, no, it couldn't be that answer because he says kol heched de tani Pesach. When the Torah speaks about Pesach, it talks about Shavuot as atzeret. Right. So now basically, we've got two answers. The one he was sick, and the one is that it might have been Atzeret. So Na'iach, if it's either of those answers, right, Kazvidra of Ashi, so Maya Sarute, what's his great Eidut over here? What's he really telling us? This Rav Papias, he says, he's coming to us, not like Rabbi Zayda. Amar Vlad Shlamim, lo yikarev Shlamim, kebesad hu dekarev. Proof is that it was brought as a korban, irrespective of whether it was Shavuot or Sukkot, whatever the case was. Let's leave the problem of Rav for the moment because we found a way out of why it wasn't over on Baal Tacher. But we see here proof like Chachamim that you do bring a korban. The Vlad Shlamim is brought as a korban. Okay, next Mishnah. Vlad Toda. Now we saw the second one. Vlad Toda or Tmurata. So the Vlad of a korban Toda and its Tmurvita Tmura. Vladan, Vlad, Vladan, Atsof Kol HaOlam. Right, and for the children forever, Harei Elu Katoda, or exactly like a Toda. So in other words, if they're like a Toda, they've got to be brought as a korban. Look at Rashi, Harei Elu Katoda, Ukrivin V'Nechalin Leyom V'Laila. And they're brought as a korban, and they're treated as a korban, and they have the same dinim, right? And the Shutim HaKubetzit adds in there, Ad Chatzot, Kedin Shar Toda, Tehe Mutar Toda Avian. Okay, basically they're one day and night until Chatzot. Mishnah adds, however, Ubiovad She'ein Te'unin Lechem. Then we learned that a Korban Toda comes with a whole bunch of Lechemim, 40 Lechemim, right? 10 are Chometz and 30 are Matzahs, remember? Right, so the Korban, this you won't have to have bread for the Tmura or the Vladot. What's it? Where do I know this from? We've got a pasuk over here. Mahu Omer Yakrivenu. Now, please just follow me here because it's very difficult. The Rashi doesn't help us here. The Gemara is quite difficult to understand that pasuk. Rabbeinu Gershom. If we go Rabbeinu Gershom, it's about 8 lines where it gets wide. Rabbeinu Gershom. You look toward the end and it says, Mahu Amar Toda Yakriv. What are we learning here from it says Toda Yakriv? It says, Klomar Daha Yakrivenu. The pasuk actually says like this. It says, Im al toda yakrivenu. If on the toda you're going to bring a korban in the plural, yakrivenu. V'kriv al zevach ha-toda, chalot, matzot, etc. So Rabbeinu Gershom says, that this says, Im amar toda yakriv, you bring a korban. Klomar daha yakrivenu. This pasuk, the word yakrivenu, de'im al toda kulei meyutar. If it's only for the toda, it's meyutar, it's redundant. The matzah de meymar, v'im al toda, v'hikriv. Al zevach toda. We could have just skipped out im al toda yakrivenu and just go v'hikriv al zevach toda. Start from v'hikriv. Why do we have to have im al toda yakriv, the first four words of the pasuk? We could have just started off v'hikriv al zevach toda chalot. Ela ma tamud lomar yakriv. Why does it say that first word there yakrivenu here meaning yakriv? It says here ata lamed lemafrish todato. Right there you learn right. Ela ma tamud lomar yakriv. Atalamed lemafrish. We learn about another case, right? So that extra word, memutra in the pasuk, this is a separate case. Look at now the Gemara carries on. She says here like this: ma omer yakrivenu. About another case, mafrish toda v'avda. If you said that a toda got lost, v'ifrish toda acherit, then you brought another one tachteya in its place. V'nimta, so then you found the first one. And then you haven't yet used the second one as a korban. Now you've got two todot in front of you. Minayin she'ezu she'yirte yakriv v'lachmeima. How do you know you can now choose that each one is an equally good korban? And you can decide which one you want to use and bring it with the bread. Tamud lomar toda yakriv. That's what it says there. Im al toda yakrivenu. Ah, so now we just need im al toda yakriv. What's the yakrivenu, the extra two letters? Yachol teshnia tuna lechem. If you're going to now choose one of them, does the second one also have to be brought with bread? Tamud lomar yakrivenu. Only that one. Achat velo shtayim. Okay, this is a crazy style of limud over here, but that's the Gemara learns it. So we've got im yakrivenu, telling us a case of if you lost one, you bring another one. So now, which one do you bring? Either one you want. Do you have to bring the brother lechem yakrivenu? So now, minayin rabot vladot tmurot v'chalifot. That all works out well with regards to if you exchanged it. You lost it, right? That is, by the way, the chalifot. But how do we know that includes as well vladot and tmurot? Rashi says here, minayin rabot chulot lakrava ofu korban v'chalifot kagon avda v'hifrish achet v'chatachtea. That is the case of here. So we know yakriv means chalifi. Where did that include as well Vladot and Tmurot, Tamud Lomar, Ve'im al Toda. Ve'im al Toda. Yachol yu kulan to lechem, now should they all need bread? Tamud Lomar, al Zevach HaToda. That comes down the main pasuk. Al Zevach HaToda. Right? Toda tuna lechem, ve'lo vlada utmurata v'chalifata tuna lechem. So the pasuk basically tells us, Im al Toda yakrivenu, that comes to us the whole din about Vlad and Tmura and Chalifin. The real din of Toda only starts from al zevach hatod vehikriv al zevach hatoda. So only one gets al zevach hatoda gets lechem. The previous part of the pasuk discusses the other three possibilities. They won't get lechem. Only the main korban gets lechem. Okay, next mishnah. Tmurat ola vlad, tmura vlad vlad vlada. See how we're talking about an ola now. The tmurat ola. Now again, tmurat ola we understand, right? If you set aside it, make it all into a tmura. But the vlad of tmurata, we can also understand. Remember, an ola is a korban zachar. So an ola can't have a vlad. But if you got a tmura, and you made a tmura, which was an akeva, a female animal, the tmura would work. So it's a tmura of an ola. So the vlad of the tmura, because a tmura can be a female, right? And vlad, vlad, vlada, and all the generations, ad sof kol ha'olam, harei elu ka'ola, they like an ola. Even though... Right? If you had a, I suppose the vlad would be the male vlad of a female tmura. Right? Would be an ola. V'te'unin hefshet v'nituach v'kalil la'ashim. Right? So we know that a korban ola, you strip it of its skin and you cut up its all into parts and you burn it completely on the baramigdash, on the mizbeach. Right? So too, all the vladot would be the same thing. So tmurat ola, and a vlad of a tmura, right? So now Rashi says here, tmurat ola, kagon himir zachar b'ola. That's only if you made a male animal into an ola. then it would also have the din of a korban ola, would be hefshet nituach. Obviously, if it was a tmurat, was a nekeiva, a female animal, you wouldn't bring it as a korban because you don't do it, an ola to a korb to a female. Then its children, if they were males, you'd have the same din as well. Now, a separate halacha, we learned this the other day, hamafrish nekeiva leola. If you set aside a female animal as an ola, which you can't do, because it can't be an ola, but now the yalda zachar, and why did you call this animal an ola? You didn't bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, but it had a child, a male child. Then the yalda zachar, yira'eh ad sheyistaev, you'd send that child out to pasture, the yimacher v'yavi b'damav ola. You'd set it and bring a proper male ola with its money. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, omer hu atzmo yikarev ola. Rabbi says, no. The child of this female ola, which can't be an ola, but if the child had a male, he would be a proper ola as well. We learned that the other day. Most like this. Mashna reisha de lo pligay, mashna sefer de pligay. Now it appears that in the first part of the Mishnah, when we said that if you have a vlad of a tmura, right, and a vlad, etc., to ololam, they are exactly like the ola if they're males, and they mafshid, you have shet and ituach, etc. When we came to the next halacha, where we said if you set aside an ola as a female and had a child, there Chachamim said you don't bring it as a korban, you send it out of pasture, and Rabbi Lazar says you do bring it as a korban. But now isn't that din very similar to the tmura of an ola, which was a female who had a child? And there seems to be a consensus that you can bring the child, if it's a male, as a korban. So how come here when you call a female an ola and it has a child who's a male, why can't you bring that as an ola? Okay, question clear? Right? Okay. That's the Gemara's question. Mashna reisha the law pliga. There's no argument, they all agree. And safer whether you actually set aside an ola as a female and they have a child, there's a machloket. So Rabbi gives an interesting answer. I'm a Rabbi Barbar Chana, but machloket shenuya. He says, no, don't, you're misreading it. That first part of the Mishnah is actually a machloket. And the Mishnah just brought Rabbi Lezeri, the Mishnah brought the end of the machloket. Chamim say you can't bring it as a korban, and that din there of tmurat ola, vlad tmurat, etc. Atzof kolam haray elu kaola. That is Rabbi Lazar. Look at Rashi. The machloket shnuya. Keshaim shecholkim. The sof zaka argue at the end about setting aside an ola in the first place. Kacholkim brish. I argue there as well. Vereisha diktani haray elu kaola. Rabbi Lazar. That's actually Rabbi Lazar. That is the first answer. That is Rabbi Barbar Chana's answer. Rabbi gives it a point. Rabbi says no. Rabbi Amar Afilu Tam Rabban, you don't have to say that it's Rabbi Lazar. You can say that this is a consensus, even Rabbanan agree. Ad kan lo pligei Rabbanan Rabbi Lazar ele gabe mafrish. Right? This is the end. Nekeve leola. Where's the machloket? If you mafrish lechatchila a female as an ola. Right? There they argue that Amei lo kreva, right? Because everybody agrees that the mother can't become karev because she's not an ola. Aval gabe vlad, but the child nonetheless would be makriv, right? Aval gabe vlad tmura, the shit adds in there, aval gabe vlad tmura. He's talking about the vlad of a tmura. So there, the Amei nami kreva, right? Where even the mother is makriv. Now we'll understand what that means in a second. Afilu Rabbanan modo. Rabbanan agrees. So in the second case, right? In the second case where you set aside an ola, everybody agrees that the mother can't be brought as a korban. Rabbanan will agree, everybody agrees that the child can be brought as a korban. And in the case of the vlad tmura, right, where again the mother is karev, everybody agrees that the child can also be karev. Now, what does it mean the mother is karev? The mother can be karev, right? Look at Rashi over here, gabe vlad tmura eima kreva. It's quite amazing, this Rashi, this Gemara concept. Look at this Rashi here. Lav eime mamash. It's not the mother, the real mother, that's karev, right? Ela hektesh rishon. Shebau elu kulan mikocho hu karev de zacharu. What's going on over here? What are we calling the mother? It's like the mothership. the mother, the female mother, obviously can't be karev. Because a female can't be an ola. But when we had a tmura, who's the mother of the kodesh, so to speak, of the tmura? The original korban. Because the original korban is what sets out the kedusha, all comes from that korban. The tmura gets its kedusha from that. So this male korban is called the mother. It's like the mother of the kedusha. And then, okay, Michael's not running his head there. Right, it's the mother of the kedusha. And now the mother of the kedusha is karev. So therefore, that even Rabbi Eliezer here, even Chacham would agree over here, that in a case like this, the vlad, right? The aim look about the vlad tmura, the aim and nami kreva, afilu rabbanan modu. So now it says the Gemara, mi Rabbi Lazar, right? Yikarev, right? I umi amar Rabbi Lazar, yikarev, olahu atmo. Does Rabbi Lazar say that it is brought as a korban? But how can you say that, right? Because we're talking about over here, right? We got a brighter that's like this. Tmurat asham. If you got an asham and you got a tmura of an asham, right? What do you mean? We learned there that an asham. What about an asham? We said an asham. Everything that happens to a chatat, that a chatat gets killed, in that case the asham goes out to pasture, correct? So now we've got a brighter tmurat asham, vlad tmura, vlad vladan vladan atzof kol ha'olam. Obviously they now are dealt like a chatat. In this case a chatat would get killed. So what happens to the asham? Yira'u ad sheyistavu. They will go out to pasture. Ve'yimacher ve'yiplu dama b'nadava. And then when they get a mum, you take their money, you just buy stam and a dava. Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara should change this. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, yamutu, they get killed. And Rabbi Elazar, what did he say? Omer yavi bidmehen ola. With their money, you bring an ola. But damim in hu atzmolo. So we see there with regards to an asham, even Rabbi Elazar says, that you don't karev it itself, you sell it and you bring another one. So why would you think that Rabbi Lazar says in our case, with an ola, that it itself should be brought as a korban? Maybe Rabbi Lazar would also say only that you sell it to bring a korban in its place. So Amrav Chizda, Rabbi Lazar, le divrehem, Rabbi Lankam, says no. Rabbi Lazar says you bring it as a korban. Here, with regard to Asham, Rabbi Lazar is not discussing his aloha, he's saying what Chachamim say. He says like this, as far as I'm concerned, says Rabbi Lazar, svirali da filu vlad nami kar kreva ola. You bring this in ola as well. But according to you people, the amritu lo, right? Right, law craver. The Masura Shas and the Shita changed the word. He says, you don't mean, not raw air, law craver, you don't mean as a korban. Odu li, however, agree with me, the motarot lindivat yachid azlay. That you're just going to bring the money to a korban for the yachid as well. Okay, let's end off over here.